Today's shir is Masechta of Zvachim Daf Hey. We will begin on Daf Hey Amud Aleph at the end of the third line. It says the Gemara, Rami Resh Lakish al Ma'oyi Be Medrasha. Resh Lakish was laying on his stomach in the Beis HaMedrash. Actually, Mefarshim all discuss what does this mean that Resh Lakish was laying on his stomach in the Beis HaMedrash. Firstly, isn't there a halacha that prakton, that one is not allowed to lay flat on the stomach? So to this, I saw that the Mefarshim suggest that the Isra Praktim is only laying flat on one's back. Here, Resh Lakish was laying on his stomach, and that's why it isn't Isra Praktim. But it still, of course, doesn't answer the fundamental question. Even if Al Pidin, one may lay in such a fashion, is that the way one is in a Beis HaMedrash? So therefore, I saw that the Amar Farshim that explained Rami Resh Lakish al Ma'oyi Be Medrasha means that he was put his head down. That we know that when a person has a difficult question and he wants to concentrate, he puts his head down, and that's pshat that he put his head down in the Beis HaMedrash. Another pshat that I saw from the Ben Ishchai in his Sefer Shaios HaTshuvos Torah L'shma, that the Gemara here is trying to teach us how devoted Resh Lakish was to his learning. And even when he was not feeling well, ma'ohi, he had stomach cramps. Even when he had stomach cramps, he lay down on the floor. He lay down in the Beis HaMedrash, not wanting to miss a moment of learning. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Minchas Yitzchak. He says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Lasos Ritzoincha Eloikai Chofatzti V'soiroscha B'toich Meyon. So he quotes the Sefer Arachayim HaKadosh, who explains that pasuk as follows. A person should be so interested and so connected to learning that his Torah should be what satiates him. Avoid this Hashem, learning Torah is what satiates him. Lasois Ritzoincha Elokai Chofatzti, I was anxious to do the Ratzon Hashem. To what degree was I connected to the Ritzon Hashem? V'soiroscha b'teich mayoi. Another person needs food b'soich mayov in his stomach to satiate him. David HaMelech says v'soiroscha b'soich mayoi. Torah is what satiates me. And that was the same regarding Resh Lakish. The Resh Lakish was al ma'ohi. His stomach was satiated by Midrasha. All that he needed was learning Torah. Or Makshi. And he asked the following question, going back to the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of our Masechta. That the Gemara, that the Mishnah says, that many kabbonis, if they were brought shaloi l'shem ba'alim, l'shem shini kodesh, shini ba'alim, that we've been discussing, the halacha is that k'sherim, that they may be brought, el shaloi olu l'balim l'shem chayva. The owners haven't fulfilled their obligation. And Resh Lakish's question was, in k'sherim heim yiratzu, if these karbonos are considered kosher, they should affect whatever they're supposed to affect for the owners. V'meim ratzim, if they don't have that ability, l'mabon. So as the Karen Ayra explains, Resh Lakish was actually asking two questions. On one hand, he was asking, where do we find a precedent that a carbon doesn't affect ritzui, and still it's a kosher carbon? And on the other hand, he was asking, maybe if indeed the carbon is kosher, as we learned indeed in the pasuk, and Resh Lakish will be quoting this pasuk soon, a mitzi svasecha tishmar, that the carbon is considered a kosher carbon, then it should be meratza also. The other achroidim explained that Resh Lakish's question was sort of that this din that our Mishnah is teaching us is sort of self-contradictory. If the carbon is kosher, then it should affect ritzui. And if our Mishnah is teaching us that it doesn't affect ritzui, that is an indication that the carbon is not kosher, so why should the avoda be completed on such a carbon? The Briskerov, going back to his chiddush that we discussed, Daf Da Beis, that the Brisk Rav says that the Torah was mechadish, that a carbon that's brought shloi l'shma is a psul in the carbon, explains Rish Lakish's question as follows. If we've established that shloi l'shma is considered a psul in the carbon, it should be a psul that completely disqualifies the carbon. And why do we find that the Mishnah is teaching us that the carbon should still be brought? Rabbi Zalman and the Sefer Evan Ozel makes a very interesting ha'ara. He says, if we look at the wording of our Mishnah, and we look at the wording in this Gemara, they're not identical. The wording of the Mishnah was, lo'olu l'balam l'shem chayva. Our Gemara uses the words ritzui. And he says that really the concept of lo'olu balam l'shem chayva and enem ratzim are two separate concepts. Olu l'balam l'shem chayva is that did the owner of this carbon fulfill his obligation or not? He said what the Gemara here is asking is that if the entire purpose of a carbon is to affect ritzui, that's why a carbon is brought, so therefore ask the Gemara, if we're learning now that this carbon is not meratza, why is it going to be brought? Amrei Rav Elazar, answers Rav Elazar, Matzina b'bayin l'achamisa. We have a precedent that a carbon is brought l'achamisa, and this is the way the Achrayim explained this Gemara based on what? On Tosis. We have a precedent that a carbon is brought l'achamisa, Sheik Sherim, the carbon is considered a kosher carbon, it must be brought, Veim Ratzin, and still they don't affect Ritzui. And as the Mefarshim explained, what is the purpose of the Gemara, as we're going to learn right now, in trying to teach us another precedent where we have carbon brought but doesn't affect Ritzui? What the Gemara is trying to say is that we see that Ritzui is not the only element involved in a carbon. And therefore, especially as we're explaining the Gemara, even though Ritzui isn't accomplished, that doesn't stop us from bringing a carbon. Where do we see so? Tatanan, we know that a woman who has a baby is supposed to bring a carbon chatos and a carbon oil. The carbon oil is a sheep, the carbon chatos is a Torah ben yoina, a dove or a turtle dove. Tatanan, he should shavir chatos ol mesa. If the woman brought a carbon chatos and then she passed away, is the loch yavir yarshin oilosa. The yarshin should bring the carbon oil that she still has to bring. I lost the mesa, but if she brought a carbon oil and then passed away, lo yavi yarsha chatos. They can't bring the chatos, because the halacha is the chatos shemesa balea, a chatos that the owner passed away, can mesa ozla. It's one of the halacha l'moshim and Sinai, that carbon chatos is left to die. So since that carbon chatos is left to die, the carbon chatos can't be brought after she passes away. But it doesn't stop them from bringing her carbon oil. So we see that, as I explained, the kapara has already been affected. And what's the raya that the carbon has been affected? Because why indeed does she not bring a carbon chatos after she passes away? Because once the person passes away, whatever kapara she needed to have is affected through that misa. So the carbon oil here will not affect any kapara. And yet the Mishnah says that the Yarshim should bring that carbon oil. So we see that a carbon can be brought even though it doesn't affect Ritzui. Machloikis Rishonim, when we speak here about the carbon chatos being, that the carbon oil being brought, as long as the carbon chatos was brought while she was alive, is that only if the carbon chatos was actually brought, which is the opinion of most Rishonim, or is it enough that the carbon chatos was actually designated? And the Ravid says a chiddush that even if the carbon chatos was only just designated, so the carbon chatos won't be able to be brought after she passes away, because as we just said, chatos shemesa balea lemisa ozla. But once it was designated, it will be enough that they should be able, that the yarshim should be able to bring the carbon oil, which all the yachroinim try to understand what the Ravid's pshat is. If the halacha is that you have to first bring the chatos and then the oil, And since here you can't bring the chatas because she's passed away, so what's the difference if she was mafresh the carbon chatas if she didn't actually bring it? So Sora Shach says a very nice pshat. He says there are two aspects to bringing a carbon. One is that if somebody accepts upon himself to bring a carbon, he has a financial obligation to fulfill. And then the carbon, as we've been learning, affects a kapara. Says Rav Shach, when does one actually fulfill his financial obligation? We don't need that the carbon should actually have been brought to fulfill the obligation, as to be nikrav, to be sacrificed. As soon as the carbon is brought to the azara, the financial obligation has been fulfilled. So now we have very gishmak pshat, says Rav Shach. He says, in the Ravid, according to Ravid, we're referring here to a case where the woman designated a karma chatas, and not only did she designate the karma chatas, she actually brought the karma chatas to the azara. So the karma chatas has already accomplished this, she has already accomplished somewhat of what she must accomplish for bringing the carbon, because she fulfilled her financial obligation. Therefore, says the Ravid, since the karma chatas that this woman brought prior to her dying, even though she hasn't completely brought the carbon, she only brought it to the azara, that's enough that we could say that she fulfilled the karma chatas, and therefore she could, the carbon oil because she could be brought after she passes away. Furthermore, here we're saying, the Gemara is saying very clearly, even if we follow the opinion of the Ravid, something had to be done with the carbon chatas before the carbon oil, in order that the Yarshin should be able to bring the carbon oil. But let's say the carbon chatas was entirely not brought, not even designated. Everyone would agree that the Yarshin can't bring the oil. And the reason is, as we've learned, when one has to bring a carbon chatas and a carbon oil, he first has to bring the carbon chatas and then only bring the carbon oil. As the Mefarshim, the halacha is that indeed that carbon chatas has to always be brought before a carbon oil. But the halacha is that if somebody reversed the order and brought the carbon oil and then the carbon chatas, it's going to be acceptable. So why is our Gemara saying, why is the Mishnah over there saying that if the chatas wasn't brought while she's alive, the Yarshin won't be able to bring the oil? Because an oil can't be brought after the chatas. We see here that an oil can be brought before chatas b'di'evit. So the Achrayim respond as follows. When is there a halacha that the oila b'di'evit can be brought before the chatas? That's only if the oila, if the chatas will ultimately be brought. So if the woman is Baruch Hashem alive, and she's going to bring a carbon chatas, and she's going to bring a carbon oila, she's supposed to first bring the carbon chatas, then bring the carbon oila. But the evidence, if she brought the carbon oil and then she brought the carbon chatas, it's acceptable because the carbon chatas will be brought, ultimately. But in this case, as we've been learning, the carbon chatas will not be brought. Because the halacha is that a carbon chatas can't be brought after somebody dies. Where the carbon chatas will never be brought, there is no halacha of oil to proceed with the evid a carbon chatas. We've mentioned previously, if we're learning now that there's a halacha that a carbon chatos has to be brought because carbon oila, so then the question is, why when we say kabonis in the morning, do we say the parish of oila before the parish of chatos? So the answer that most mefarshim give is because after we say the parish of oila, we rotzen kilu crafty oila, but we can't say he rotzen kilu crafty chatos. Why? Because you only could say a chat, you could only bring a carbon chatos if you're obligated to bring a chatos. So therefore, the oiler is stronger where you could say the hirotzen, but whereas by the chatos you can't say the chatos. Another pshat that I saw, very nice pshat. In bringing a carbon, the zrikas adam, as we're learning, the entire avoda, but particularly the zrikas adam, is what affects the kapara. But we also know that part of the kapara is affected through kohanim eating from the carbon. Kohanim oichlim or baalim miskapim. So now we have very beautiful pshat. Oil, on the other hand, there's no portion of the carbon oil ever eaten by the Kahanim. So now explain in the Mefarshim the Nusach HaTfilah. The carbon oil, which there was no portion eaten, so there's a din, we mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta, Kala Isik B'Tairis Oila, Kilo Hikrav Oila. Kala Isik B'Tairis Chattis, Kilo Hikrav Chattis. That when we don't, unfortunately now, nowadays, not have a base of Migdash, we could be Mekayim whatever the oil is supposed to affect through saying the Parashas Oila. And that indeed is the case when we say the Parashas Oila. But the Parashas Chattis, indeed, the part of what was done on the Mizbeach, we could accomplish by saying the Parashas Chattis. But we certainly can't accomplish with saying the Parashas Chattis what was accomplished by the Kohanim eating the Karban Chattis. So what saying the Parashas Oila accomplishes Bezman Hazeh is much more than what saying the Parashas Chattis accomplishes nowadays, and that's why the Parashas Oila precedes the Parashas Chattis in our tefillos. Another pshat that I saw is that although when it comes to all of the parts of the Kabbalah, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, the Chattis precedes the Oila, but when it comes to putting the Avarim on the Mizbeach, the Avarim of the Oila that are burnt come before the Avarim of the Chattis. And the reason is very obvious, because by Oila, all of the Avarim are burnt. By Chattis, not all of the Avarim are burnt. Since when we say the Karbonos, we're saying regarding not just the first Avoidus, but also towards the burning of the Avarim. And when it comes to burning the Avarim, the oil comes before the Parashas Chattis. That's why it comes before the burning of the Avarim of the Chattis. That's why we mentioned the oil before the Chattis. So here, we've answered, so to speak, Rish Lakish's question. Rish Lakish began the shir, how do we see that a carbon can be brought and it doesn't affect Ritzui? And the answer is, we see it by the carbon of a Yoledis. Amalei, Medina lach ba'oila. I could agree, says Rish Lakish, regarding the carbon oila, the asya la'achamisa, that it could come la'achamisa. However, asham, the asya la'achamisa v'nola, the loch is a carbon asham, whose owner passed away, year after yistav, we wait till it gets a blemish, and it's sold, and with it we bring oilas ketz and mizbeach. Oilas ketz and mizbeach means that when the mizbeach didn't have any other kabbonis being brought in it, they used to bring these oilas to keep the mizbeach in use all of the time. So the Gemara's question is as follows. The carbon oila, we have a precedent, is brought lachamisa. That's why we could understand the Mishnah's psak regarding the carbon oila. But the carbon asham, which isn't brought lachamisa, so why is there a halacha that the carbon asham, if somebody brought it with shini kodesh, shini baylim, should still be brought elish la'oil baal m'shem chayva? Amalei. So he responds, Hara machlach tchavetzidai. Indeed, we have in the Mishnah, the Rebbeleza Omer, af ha'asham. That indeed the asham, if it was brought shloi l'shma, should not be brought on the Mizbeah. Omar, so Rish Lakish asks to Rebbe Elazar, Zesh Omer of Adam Godelhu, you're the person that people say is such a great individual? Kamina no Mishnah Shleima. I'm asking a question from the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. The opinion of the Tanna Kamma, as we've learned, is that Ashim also the halacha is that if it's brought Shloi L'shma, should be completed. El Shloi Olo L'balim L'shem Chayva. That amritly, Rebbe Elazar, and you're answering me for Rebbe Elazar's opinion? I asked the question from the Rabbanan's opinion. Don't answer me from Rebbe Elazar's opinion. Elam Rish Lakish, after Chanoa Pischel Nafshoi, I will answer my own question. The Pasuk says, Moitzis Rasecha, and as we've learned many times, the Pasuk is an inherently difficult Pasuk to understand, because the Pasuk says, Moitzis Rasecha Tishma Vasisa Kishnadat L'Hashem L'Kecha Nedovesh Dibat Reficha. The pasuk begins with the word neder, and then it ends with the word nedava. And as we've learned, neder and nedava are two different types of kabbonis. Neder is when somebody says hare olai, he takes upon himself an obligation, and therefore the halacha is that if something will happen to that carbon, he must replace it. If something happens to the animal that he wanted to bring as a carbon, whereas nedava is hare zu, where he designates a specific animal. Where there the halacha is that if something happens to the animal, he doesn't have to replace it. And here the Pasuk switches terminology from Neder to Nedava to teach us this halacha, that if a carbon was brought shaloi lishma, he still should complete bringing it, even though he hasn't fulfilled his nether anymore, he should still bring it as an adava and not just discard it. I saw that the Karen Oira explains this vart of Rish Lakish, the entire Gemara of Rish Lakish, somewhat homiletically. He explains as follows. We know that when a person eats, he's supposed to eat L'shem Shemayim, meaning that he's supposed to eat in order that he should be able to have energy to worship, to serve Hashem. He's supposed to eat and say Divrei Torah on the table where he eats. And that was Rish Lakish's question. Rish Lakish's question was that unfortunately we find too many people that don't eat that way. And therefore, how are we allowed to eat? And that's how the Gemara began. Rami Rish Lakish al Ma'ohi. Rish Lakish was asking a question on Ma'ohi, on the food that we put into our stomachs. How can we eat if we're not eating properly, if we're not saying Divrei Torah on the table, if we're not eating with the proper kavana? So Rish Lakish answered, Eftach ano apiskol nafshoi. I'll answer, because look at the piskol nafshoi. Look at the beginning of every meal. At the beginning of every meal, even the person who doesn't say Divrei Torah at his table, and even the person who doesn't necessarily eat with the proper kavana, certainly makes a bracha at the beginning of his meal. Piskol nafshoi, he begins the meal with a bracha. If you're careful with what you say, and you're careful that you begin the meal with a bracha, that is a proof that that is enough to give you a right to eat the food that Hashem gives us. Continue the Gemara. Yosef Rav Zeir of Yitzchak Bar Abba, V'yosef Abayu Gabayu, V'yosef Kram Amri. Kashle Rish Lakish Asam. Rish Lakish asked the question, How can an Asham, which was brought Shaloi L'shma, still be completed the Avodah? Because an Asham, we explain, the La'asa La'achamisa. Because an Asham, unlike a Kavan Oila, cannot be brought after the person who was supposed to bring it passed away. And therefore, even though we brought a raya from the Mishnah that says that the carbon oiler is brought after the woman passes away, that shouldn't be a raya for carbon asham. And how did Rish Lakish respond? V'nasal Talmudei, he brought the pasuk of Maitzis V'secha. But ask the Gemara, that pasuk is Eim Habab B'Nedav V'Nedava. That's the kabbonis that can be brought as a donation. By them the halacha is laisi v'loy lirtzi, that you should bring the carbon even though it won't affect the kapara. However, an asham, which can't be brought lachamisa, we can't use the pasuk of Maitzis V'secha Tishmar to explain what should be done regarding an asham, because an asham can't be brought b'nedav v'nedava. And therefore, asham lo laisi klal, the halacha is that an asham maybe shouldn't be brought at all if it was brought shaloi l'shma. Amalu rishbaya, so to which Abai responds, how did Shlokish know the halacha of an asham that if it was brought improperly still should be brought even though it won't affect the kapara? Mehocha pasuk, because the pasuk says b'shochet oisa l'chatos. We learned in the Mishnah on that base that a carbon chatos, the halacha is that if it was brought shaloi l'shma, there it's completely disqualified. And the way we know it is because the pasuk says b'shochet oisa l'chatos, and we learn from that pasuk oisa l'shma k'shera shloi l'shma psula. That then is strictly by carbon chatos. Hashash kachim shloi l'shma k'sherim. Every other carbon, if it was brought shloi l'shma, is kosher to be completed the avoida. Yochel yiratzu. So we would think that if the pasuk from is teaching us that we could bring the carbon, maybe it should even affect a kapara. Tamalayma mitzvah v'secha, that it should be brought, but it doesn't affect the kapara. Ask the Gemara, but as we've been learning, that pasuk of Maitzis V'Secha is a pasuk by Nedav and Nedava. And therefore, ask the Gemara, perhaps, Eim Habab and Nedav and Nedava, carbon that's brought by Nedav and Nedava, there the halach is, if that carbon was brought Shaloi L'shma, the din is Laisi V'Loi Lirtzi, that they should be brought, but they won't affect the Kapara. Asham, however, by an Asham, the halach will be, it's Suya Nami Lirtzi, not only should they be brought, but they will affect the Kapara. Answers the Gemara, Amr Abaya, Ashen Demitzel Lematzei Amrit. There's no way that we should assume that a carbon asham that was brought Shaloi L'shma that should be able to affect the kapara. Because the Gemara is going to make the following kavachayma oila. If a carbon oila whose primary purpose ain't a mechaperis, is not for kapara, it's primarily a doyrin, it's primarily a gift, still the halach is if it was brought shloi l'shma, even though we're supposed to complete bringing the carbon, the halach is ain't a meratza, doesn't affect the kapara. Asham, whose purpose is shemechapa to affect kapara, ain't a din, certainly if it was brought shloi l'shma, ain't a meratza. Ask the Gemara, how can we compare asham to oila? Mala oila shekein kolo. Oila has a chumra that's completely burnt on the mizbeach, whereas chatos is not completely burnt. Whereas asham is not completely burnt, so maybe oila, since it has that chumra, also has the chumra that doesn't affect kapara. How do we know the same will apply by asham? So the Gemara shlomim yichichu. We'll bring a raya from the shlomim that the shlomim are not completely burnt. And yet the halacha is that if they were brought shloi l'shma, the halacha is that they should be completed b'loi l'irtzu. Ask them, you can't bring a raya from shlomim to asham. Ma'al shlomim, she can't tune in the sach and tune in chaz v'shoik. Shlomim require nesachim and tenufas chaz v'shoik. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that the main point of our Gemara is not from the Nesachim, the main point is from the Tanufas Chaz V'Shaik. Because the Gemara is saying Oila Techiach, and the halacha is that Oila also requires Nesachim. So what's the Gemara saying? That we can learn from Shlomim, because Shlomim requires Nesachim Tanufas Chaz V'Shaik, whereas Oshim doesn't. And the Gemara says for that Oila Techiach, but says Rav Kiva Eger, Oila also requires Nesachim. So it says, derive the Gemara from the Tanufas Chaz V'Shoik. We can't learn from Shlomim. We can't learn from Oila because it's completely Kalal. And we can't learn from Shlomim because Shlomim has Tanufas Chaz V'Shoik. And that the Gemara says, Oila Techiach, which doesn't require Tanufas Chaz V'Shoik. The Chaz Adei, and this is the way Tzara Shava works, Loi Rizek Rizeh, Loi Rizek Rizeh, Hatzara Shava Behem Shein Kotshon, that they're all Kabonis, that the halacha is the tshachim shloim l'shmon sheirim, that still kashim ve'eim ratzim, they don't affect kapara. Afani avi asham, I will bring also an asham shukaydish v'shachta shloim l'shmon. If you somebody shachted it shloim l'shmon, the halacha will be that it's kasher ve'eim ratzim. Ask the Gemara, mal tzadah shavah shbehen, what about the tzadah shavah that shken yeshna b'tzibur? There's a concept of oila that's brought b'tzibur, and there's a concept of shlomim that's brought b'tzibur. But there's never carbon asham that's brought b'tzibur. Says the Gemara, taida techiach. The carbon taida, which is brought, also not brought b'tzibur, and still the halach is that if somebody brought a carbon taida shloi l'shma, it's ksheirim then meratzim, and we'll have therefore a tzara shav. So I saw that Achronim asked that we learn a Masechta Shavuos, that when they expand the Azara or they expand Yerushalayim, there's a whole procedure, and part of the procedure is to bring two carbon tithes. So isn't that a case where the carbon tithes brought Betzibur? So the Achronim answer very bechiddush. It's not that carbon tithes brought from the Tzibur, rather that carbon tithes brought by the Bezdin who were involved in expanding the Azara or Yerushalayim. And therefore that carbon taida is not considered a carbon tzibur, it's considered a carbon yachid, the carbon of that bezdin. Mala taida, says the Mar, you can't learn from taida, because as we've been learning, taida requires tuna lechem. Which means that when you bring a carbon taida, they have to bring with it 40 chalas, 10 chalas of 4 different types of chalas, 9 were kept by the owner, 1 of each type were given to the Kohanim. So Taida has this Chumra, so we can't learn Asher from Taida. Says the Mara, for that, Oil of Ishlamim Yechichu. We'll use Oil of Ishlamim, because Oil of Ishlamim also don't have the chalas. And therefore, V'chazadei, Loi Rizek Rizeh, V'loi Rizek Rizeh, Hatzara Shavash Behen, Shein Kotshim, Shachtin Shloi L'Shma and Kosher, they're all Kotshim, and the halacha is that if you Shechtin Shloi L'Shma, the Kosher, however, Ve'ena Meratza, afani avi asham shukaidish v'shachta shloi l'shma that the halacha is that they're kosher, but einam ratza that will be the din by korban asham. Ask the Gemara. So right now the Gemara is assuming that we should learn the halacha of asham from a tzara shava of oila shlamim and toida. Ask the Gemara. Mal a tzara shava shebehen shein boim b'nedav v'nedava. Oila, toida, and shlam are brought b'nedav v'nedava, whereas a korban asham is not brought the nedav and adava. So how can we learn it? How can we learn asham from those kabbonis? So I saw that the mefarshim asked, a taida isn't brought the nedav and adava. But tzrichim lahaydis. If something happened to one of the people that we know, we say in Tehillim, somebody that was went to sea, or somebody who was ill and got well, or somebody who was released from prison, or somebody went through the midbar, they have to bring a carbon taida. So what's pshat that all of these are bought by nedav and adava? So I saw that achronim say very big chiddush. It's not to say when we say that arba tzrichim lahaydis, that if somebody underwent one of the four situations that I just identified, he's obligated to bring a carbon taida. He's not obligated to bring a carbon taida. He's allowed to bring a carbon taida. That means to bring a carbon taida without any reason, you can't just bring a carbon taida. If you underwent one of those situations, you are allowed to bring a carbon taida. But that doesn't mean that if you didn't bring the carbon taida, you did an aveira. In other words, it's not like a chatus on a osham, where the halacha is that if somebody did an aveira b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatus. And if he hasn't brought the carbon chatus, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. He's obligated to bring a carbon chatus. He's obligated to bring a carbon osham. By karma taida, he's allowed to bring a karma taida, but it's not the same level of obligation, and that's why the Gemara is correct in saying that all of these kabbonis are brought by neder b'nedava. So we're back to where we started. How will we know that a karban asham that was brought shaloi l'shma, the avodah should be completed, but loy meratza doesn't affect the kapara? Ela merava, zois ha-taira, hikishim ha-kosul l'shlamim. We spoke about this pasuk at the end of the yesterday shiur to teach us ma kach shlamim. The Torah compares all the kabbonis to shlamim. Ma shlamim shein kadoshim v'shachtim shloi l'shmon. The loch is that the ksheirim v'im ratzim af and the avi asham. So too will be the loch regarding asham shu kodesh, that it's kodesh, and if you brought it shloi l'shma, you should complete the avodah. It just doesn't affect kapara. Ask the Gemara. But my chazas, the actual l'shlamim and actual chatas, why do we prefer to compare carbon asham to carbon shlamim, and that will be the halacha therefore by carbon asham? Why not compare it to carbon chatas, where we learned in our Mishnah the halacha is by carbon chatas that if it was brought shalai l'shma, they're psulim, they're entirely disqualified? Answers the Gemara, we can't compare something to asham, to chatas, because the Gemara quoted earlier in our shir. The Gemara said the pasuk uses the words oisa, bechatas, v'shachat oisa lechatas, to teach us don't compare any carbon to chatas. Chatas is unique, that if it's brought shalai l'shma, it's completely disqualified. Simen hagash b'shar. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman v'Yosef Rav Sheshesh Gabayu v'Yosef Kamri. Kashiv leil Rish Lakish Asham. Rish Lakish has a problem with a carbon asham. How could a carbon asham be brought if it was brought shalai l'shma? Because his problem with Asham was the loy osel lachemisa, because it's not brought lachemisa, and since it's not brought lachemisa, Rish Lakish at the beginning of our shir, Rav Lazar actually at the beginning of our shir brought a raya from the carbon oila of the yoledis that is brought after the misa of the yoledis. So obviously that carbon is not affecting kapara, and still we see that there's a precedent that the carbon should be brought. So too, we have a raya that so should be by all other kabbonis, to which the question was that how can we bring a raya from a carbon oila to carbon asham? A carbon oila can be brought lachemisa, but by a carbon asham, the halacha is that it can't be brought lachemisa. The kashle Rish Lakish asham, Rish Lakish question, how can you bring a raya from oila to asham? By asham, the halacha is the loy asu lachemisa. Why didn't Rebbe Lozer defend himself, says the Gemara? Rebbe Lozer, Oshem nami osel lachamisa. There is a way that the Oshem is brought lachamisa. Because indeed, as we've learned, although the carbon that was designated as an Oshem, if the owner passed away before he was able to bring it, the carbon is not, that animal is not brought as an Oshem. The aloch, however, is, the aloch l'mash masina is, we wait for it to develop a blemish, and then we redeem it, and that money is used to buy a carbon oila. So we see that the carbon Oshem, that was originally designated to be carbon Oshem, does become an oila. And since it becomes an oila, it's exactly the case that Rabbi Lazar referred to, that we have a precedent that an oila is brought even though it doesn't affect kapara. Amalei Rish Sheshes. Rav Sheshes explains why Rabbi Lazar didn't give that answer. Oshlam Aikarev. What are you saying that the Oshlam is still used for? L'maisroi. That if there's leftover Oshlam, that means we sold the Oshlam whose owner died, we buy with it a carbon oila. Chattis Nami. That halacha applies by carbon chattis also. Because even though the halacha is that a carbon chattis L'misa Azla, the halacha is that if somebody set aside two animals for his carbon chattis, with the designation that the second animal should be a replacement for the first one if something should happen to the first animal. If the first animal is brought as a carbon chattis, the second animal is sent out to graze, and if it develops a blemish, it's sold and brought as a carbon oila. So we see that even though if the owner dies before the carbon chattis is brought, we don't say that the extra chattis is left to die. Rather, the halacha is that second animal is sold for carbon oila. So again, chattis nami mikrav karav maisrai. So since a carbon chattis, even though if it can somehow, as we just explained, turn into a carbon oila, that isn't enough that it should be allowed to be complete. To us to complete the procedure of bringing the carbon. So too, indeed, we've shown that a carbon oshem could theoretically somehow end up being a carbon oila, but that isn't enough to say that we should complete the procedure and bring it when it was started with shloi l'shmo. Says the Gemara, you can't ask a kasha from chattis to oila. By chattis, as we just learned twice in our shir, the pasuk says, that anechanami chatos, the halacha is afgav the karav of maestro, that the halacha is that we've identified a way how a carbon chatos can end up being carbon oila, and therefore we should make an argument that the carbon chatos that was brought shaloi l'shma should be brought and just the one effect kaparo, mi'et rachmanahu. But we've learned, the Torah says, v'shokrois ha'ben mokam ha'shiyishkat as oila, v'fnei Hashem, chatosu, to teach us a special din that the carbon chatos, if it's brought shaloi l'shma, is possible. However, Oshem doesn't have that din. As the Gemara, Oshem nami k'sebeyahu. But doesn't the Torah use the similar word by carbon Oshem? The Torah says, v'hiktav oisba kainam zbecha isha l'Hashem Oshem hu. So we should say that the same din applies by Oshem. Answers the Gemara, hu l'achak taras emer m'ksev. That pasuk that uses the words Oshem hu is an apostolic after the burning of the Amor. So we can't learn anything from that apostolic regarding the other avoidus that take place before the Haktaris Amorim, the Shechit, the Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika. Kitanya, Avo, Osham, Lainan Bahu, Ela Haktaris Amorim. The word who that's stated by Parshas Osham is only after the Haktaris Amorim. For who Atzman, Lektirim Amorim, and the entire Haktaris Amorim is not Ma'akib b'di'evit, doesn't have to be done. If you didn't do it, the carbon is still kosher, and therefore we can't bring a raya from that to carbon chatos, and therefore the Gemara's explanation is as follows. Rav Elazar could have indeed answered Rish Lakish that since the carbon oshram, as we explained, has a way to turn into a carbon oila, l'maisroi, that means if the owner passed away, it's sold, it's left to become blemished, and then it's sold for carbon oila, that connects the carbon oshram to the carbon oila, And therefore, just like by an oila, we have a concept that it could be brought, even though it won't affect kapara, so too is the halacha by asham, it could be brought even though it won't affect kapara. Ask the Gemara, so what do we learn from the word hu by Parshas Asham? If it's stated regarding Haktaras Emrim, and the Gemara just proved that Haktaras Emrim is not even an avoida, that is essential. So ask the Gemara, hu lamli, why do we use the word hu by Karban Asham? Answers the Gemara, v'chirafuna marav. Dom rafuna marav, asham shenitik lariya. That means that if the owner of the Karban Asham passed away, or he got kapara through bringing another Karban Asham, the Beis Din has to say that the animal, the Beis Din has to be menatikit. The Beis Din has to say that that animal should be left to graze until it develops a blemish, and then it should be sold for a Karban Oila. So here we have an Asher Shenatik Lariya with Shach Tastam without any specific intention. The Halach is that it's kosher as a Karban Oila, even though he didn't have intention to use it as a Karban Oila. But, says the Gemara, Nitik in. It's only when Beis Din specifically said that this animal should go through this procedure. That's when the Halach is Shach Tastam is kosher. Loi Nitik, loi. But if the Beis Din didn't pask in this way, then the halacha won't be that way. My tama, amakra hu, b'aviyasa yehei. It retains the halacha of an asham until Beis Din designates it as a carbon oilam. Although Rashi and the Rishonim say that even though Al Gemara is saying that for it to be shach doistam and still be kosher, it had to be a case of nitkoi l'riya, where Beis Din said it should be left to graze. Say to Rishonim, if it was a circumstance where it wasn't Nitgaleria yet, Beis Din didn't say that it should be left to graze. However, the person who brings it has in mind that it should be brought for an oila. It wasn't Shachta Istam, it was Shachta Beferish L'shem Oila. There the halacha will be that it will be an acceptable oila. Says the Gemara Yosef Rav Nachman Rav Sheshi, Yosef Rav Adabar Masna Kabayu, Yosef Kamri, Hada Kamra Beloz. This that Rabbi Loza said at the beginning of our shiur, that we have precedent for kabbonis that are brought after the death of the owner, that the halach is that the animal, the carbon should be brought even though they don't affect a ritzui, because the owner is already, the yoledis is already no longer here. Why doesn't Resh Lakish ask hananami laisalertza, that not only should those kabbonis be brought, but that should in fact affect the kapara. They can't affect the kapara for the yoledis, because she's no longer alive. And as we explained at the beginning of Ashir, the person who passes away, the misa, brings a kapara. But why don't we say that they do affect the kapara? They affect the kapara for the yashim who are bringing that carbon. Amalev adba masna, yoledis. This carbon was designated by yoledis. In he yolda, she was the one that had a child, and therefore requires a kapara. So how can we say that a carbon that was designated by their mother should be effective for their children to affect kabbonis, to affect kapara? Maskel Rashi, and why not? Aman le'meloi. Let's say this woman, who was a yoledis, besides being a yoledis, had violated a number of mitzvahs, say, and now she would have brought the carbon oila of a yoledis, loy miskapra, would she not have had a kapara with them? The halacha is that once a person brings a carbon oila, not only does the carbon oila affect kapara for the purpose that it was being brought, it affects the kapara for all the essays that this person had. So just like, says the Gemara, v'kivin the ikakam esa gaba v'kapra, just like the carbon oila that this woman would have brought would have affected kapara not only for the yoledis part, but for all mitzvahs say that she would need a carbon oila, so too yorsha nami mechapri. So even though they don't indeed need the carbon oila for giving birth, because they didn't give birth, they should still be able to bring this carbon oila to affect kapara for themselves. So now Gemara's questioning what Rabbi Elazar said from the beginning of the shiur. Rabbi Elazar said at the beginning of the shiur that the carbon oil that's brought by the yorshim of the yoledis is brought without affecting kapara. So we have a rai that a carbon can be brought without affecting kapara. Ask the Gemara, that's not true. Maybe it does affect kapara. It doesn't affect kapara for the mother, for the yeledis, but it does affect kapara for her children who are now the owners of the carbon, and we have a riot that a kapara could be even not just for what the carbon was specifically designated for.